KCHA, it is 8:07 on this Thursday, August 4th, 65 degrees, sunshine, downtown Charles City. I'm Mark Pitts in for Chris Berg, going for a high today of 82. Very pleasant weather before things start to warm up for tomorrow and Saturday. And these guys have been running warm and hot for about the last week. We're going to talk with Charles City Police Chief Hugh Anderson. Ragbri last Thursday, National Night Out on Tuesday. You guys have been busy, to say the least. And Kay Winkleman is here
good
as well.
Good morning, Mark Kay. Pitts.
Morning to both of you.
Good morning, Hugh.
I am glad it's cooling down. That's good. Very good news, Mark.
Yeah, you guys were, you know, it was a busy day last Thursday. Overall, it seemed to be pretty successful. What, from your perspective, is...
Sort of anticlimactic. We do a lot of preparation, as everybody does for this. As law enforcement, we have to try to, I guess all the different contingencies that might happen. And so we bring in a lot of different people to help out with it. And we didn't bring in quite as big a group this year of law enforcement officers from other places. We did have some in, and it was very, very calm compared to the Ragbris of years past. So we ended up taking, I think, you know, two to jail and had two stolen bikes is all. So both of those are very low numbers.
A couple of medicals.
A lot of medicals. We did have a lot of medicals. It seemed like probably more medicals than we've had in years past. So and I think two or three of them were due to the heat. So,
which in actuality wasn't.
Was not bad.
But no. By day... whatever they were into, kind of rounding down the week. Exhaustion, dehydration,
right.
All that stuff.
But when you factor in, you've got an extra 18 to 20, 25,000 people
right.
in town.
Sure, sure.
You expect some of that, but relatively uneventful, I guess.
It was.
Other than the event itself was pretty
good. It was good. I thought it went very well. A lot of positive feedback from the riders that I spoke with and some of the support staff and everything else. They were very happy about signage and very happy about, I guess, the venue just overall. So
what time, Thursday, what time did you guys kind of start your day kind of preparing for people to come in? And then Friday morning when they finally usher them out of town on their way to Ionia?
Well, Thursday started at 4 a.m. for the street department. So to Corey Speaker and all the street department, to all his guys, kudos. They did an amazing job. They did it first Wednesday morning at 4 o'clock. They were out, which I know is upsetting to a lot of people. And let me explain that, I guess, why our downtown got closed a day early. And it's because logistically, we have to start dropping dumpsters and coordinate with genders or LGB. And then also we have to coordinate with people dropping the porta potties and everything else. So a lot of people question why it got shut down 24 hours in advance. And that's the reason, to get the street shut so that we can start putting the venues on, the stage on, and everything else. But they came out very early. We started then early in the morning. I was out. The captain was out at 5. I was out at about 6. And our guys were going around checking cones and setting some stuff up. And there were riders coming in at 6:40 in the morning.
Yep. Saw them smack passing in front of our studio window. I was doing my 7 o'clock news. And it's like, they're here already.
So some people are just, I guess, overachievers, want to get here early. So.
So, but again, you guys are busy Tuesday night with your National Night Out and great community participation there.
Yes, we did. We had a great crowd. We have a lot of super partners with that. The United Way took over for Mackenzie Wilson years ago, started a shoe giveaway on her own when she was in high school. An amazing, amazing project. And it's continued on with United Way and also Valero helping with that. And then we had Zoetis down there, and they get some backpacks that we get from the Salvation Army. They filled those with school supplies, and those are both very popular, obviously, with school coming up and everything else. And then we had both grocery stores in town donate to some food, and we grilled some hot dogs and had bouncy houses, and we had two water features going on and ended up having two of the little kiddie trains, and I think they liked the water and the combination of water and the trains together so they could drive through them. But all in all, it was a really good success. We had a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it as officers. We get to meet a lot of different people in the public, and we have a time when we can take pictures and put them on Facebook with the officer, and it seems like people enjoy it. So It's a good time.
And it's a nice way for you to kind of just get in front of the public in a positive community environment. And let's face it, it's a profession that has had its challenges in recent years.
It has. And this is just one of those things that makes us feel really good when the people come down, interact with us, and it's almost always a very positive thing. So for us.
Oh, good. Upcoming, you've got a Citizens Police Academy, which I say I want to do every year, and it's coming up again.
The great thing about this year with our Citizens Police Academy is Kay just volunteered. She's going to do reporting on the Citizens Police Academy each week that we meet and come back and report back to you on the air. Is that what I'm hearing, Kay?
Well, I've just always been super interested in it.
So good. Actually, it's a lot of fun. Again, it's fun for us.
You should get her involved. It's not unusual for her to walk out of the front door here and start policing Main Street.
Oh, there you go.
You know. Yeah. I'm a big stalker.
So see, now you can come and get a little bit of education
and
on so it's coming up really quick. October 6th we start, and it's going to be on Tuesdays for 9 weeks. If you can't make them all, we understand that. If you end up with a vacation there in the middle or something happens with a school event, we understand. It's a great way for us to meet the public, but it's a incredible way for the public to get to know what we do, because most of what they see we do is either what's on TV or what's reported in the newspaper or over the air. And so it's a great way for them to see that the officers are just normal people out there doing their job. So
what is covered in this, what is a 9-week course?
Pretty much everything. We cover everything from operating while intoxicated, how we process somebody that's been driving. We cover shooting, firearms. We cover the taser. If you want, you sort of smiled there, Kay. Do you want to volunteer for
I did not.
Oh, well, we're on the air, so nobody can see this. So anyway, we cover the taser. We cover all the different stuff we have on our belt. We'll go through the squad cars, but then we go through how we handle a domestic and the people we partner with. Whether, you know, it be the county attorney's office, a lot of times we have them come and speak with us. In years past, we've had the Division of Criminal Investigation from the state come, and they may go over a homicide case and go through the entire case, discuss what they need to do and what we do as a partner with them on those cases. And so it's a lot of it is actually driven by citizens who have taken it in the past and what they've liked and what they've seen. So we go through, I guess, how we handle each call and what we do for patrol and a lot of different things. It really is.
Now, is there a certificate from participating in this? What at the end of the day is the purpose and intent of this?
The purpose and intent is actually to develop a partnership with the community. So a lot of times in the past here, we've had our graduates, and they do get a certificate at the end. And when they come through at the end, a lot of times we still are able to use them, and I guess that's our partner with them. And they've helped us at a lot of different community events. So we developed, and I don't want to say it, I guess, lightly, but we develop a friendship with the people that come through there. After 9 weeks, they get to know all the officers. So I'm not the one, like now, speaking boringly here on the radio and talking to everybody at the NIAC Center. It'll be a different officer each night. You may get 3 or 4 officers each night. It's 2 hours long, and you may get 4 or 5 topics. And so you're going to get to meet all the different officers. You'll get to know them pretty well. It's pretty intimate because we limit the class size to 30. And so you get to know the officers on a one-on-one basis because it's a lot of Q&A. During the entire thing.
Well, and that's kind of neat because each of you has your own forte, your own experience to go from, you know.
Correct.
Not everyone has the same experience as a police officer.
Correct.
So, cool.
A lot of people have questions, so, and this is a good time to get those answered.
Mm-hmm. It would be really cool if everybody who completed the academy got their own taser.
Yeah. Bonus. Hey, is one aspect actually riding in a squad car with an officer during a portion of their shift?
Okay. It is not, as in it's not part of the class, but okay. we encourage it to do it, then they do it out of class.
Okay.
We don't take a class time to do that, but we encourage the citizens to come through then and ride with an officer. And that's usually very eye-opening.
Oh, wow.
Because you see the officers driving around and you're thinking, well, they're driving around, they're not doing anything. And in between calls, you may see them and you're thinking, hey, that officer's driving a little bit fast and he doesn't have his lights on. Well, sometimes there's calls that we go to and we want to get there fairly quickly, but we don't want to move traffic out of our way and make, cause, I guess, a bigger issue with an accident or something.
Or draw attention to the car.
Right. So you'll see, and that's a good point. So if we pulled up to a domestic situation, they can be very dangerous for the officer and the people involved. So a lot of times you may see the officer coming with his lights on, and then two blocks away he turns his lights off, and then he parks down the street from the actual call. And that's the kind of stuff you learn, is why we're parking down the street, why we're turning our lights off and our sirens, so we're not alerting, people that were coming, so that we can get up there and help people mm-hmm. in a, I guess, more timely manner and a safer manner.
Mm-hmm. So interesting.
To sign up, go to NIAC, NIAC online, or you can call the local NIAC here in town and they'll get you signed up too.
So, okay.
And I just want to quick give a plug out to NIAC. They're very good to us. Each time we do this, they'll give us a classroom and they do all the, I guess, promotional materials for us. Really great to work with.
Talking with Charles City Police Chief Hugh Anderson. A couple other quick things here. A change in not so much the how UTV, well, let's talk about the UTV, ATV ordinance. The state has enacted some changes that gives them a little bit more freedom as to where they, how they can operate on roadways. Talk about that a little bit.
It does, Mark. So the state changed this in July, and now UTVs can operate pretty much everywhere in the city. Before, the state had mandated that they could not operate on any highway, which was Brandingham Bridge, Highway 18, which is 4th Avenue going out of town. They could cross those and just cross them at a right angle. Now they're able to drive down until the next intersection. You still can't drive all the way in on the highway and then just keep driving through town on the highway. You still have to get on a secondary road. So that made a big change for the UTV operators. The other is that we opened it up to all times of the day now for UTV operators, so they can operate anywhere in the city. They're getting very popular. I was actually sort of surprised on how many we had registered. The state also took away the registration fee for the city. We decided at this time not to even require registration. We'd required registration before, and one of the reasons was as an education so that we could hand out the rules. We decided not to do that now, so you don't have to register with the city. So just the word of caution is you still cannot operate on the Charlie Western or off the roads in the parks or anything else. But otherwise, welcome to town, and we see a lot of them around. So.
My husband has one, and I thought when he got it, I thought, okay, this is just kind of silly. I love it, especially now we can tool around town, and it's just kind of, it's a safer way for me than, in my opinion, than being on a motorcycle, which I used to be on a motorcycle all the time. So it's kind of the equivalent. It's fun, you know.
It is.
It's a neat way to get around town.
And there's so many different options you can get on them. So
yeah.
I was surprised.
We're in the month of August. Back to school time is almost here. Maybe some safety reminders for motors and for the kids as they walk to school.
It is. The big thing we were starting to see at the end of last year was passing school buses. And I guess normally in town, throughout my years in law enforcement, I didn't deal with this very often at all because we don't have many rural areas in the city. But now with the school buses going all around the city, we are seeing a lot of that. So just a reminder to people, it's not worth that minute or two you think you're going to save going around that school bus that stopped with the lights on. You will lose your license. Besides the heavy fine that you're going to pay. And the reason those are there, we all know that there's been so many times with Caden's Law and everything else when a child has actually died because of somebody's actions. So just be really careful. And word to the kids is just watch before you cross the street. We get so many kids that get excited and they run out and everything else. So I think that it's going to be a good school year, hopefully.
Now, do you guys typically kind of ramp up your patrols a little bit at the start to kind of make sure everybody's kind of you know,
we do.
Follow along.
Yep. So if you're a parent, you're probably going to see us throughout the entire year, not just at the beginning of the year, but we do ramp it up right at the beginning of the year. You'll see us at the schools, and we go around the schools just trying to make sure that the kids are safe, but also make sure that everybody's following the rules. We get a lot of people that run the crosswalks when kids are in them. And so we try to be visible at the beginning of school and then at the end of school also.
Speaking of making things visible, one quick topic here. Number of street changes coming up on North Main in the area of the Pure Prairie Farms processing plant. Maybe touch on that. Just, again, a lot of things, moving parts to this in terms of signage and street markings and such. But people are going to want to pay attention when they travel through that area.
Good point, Mark. So Main Street is going to change. So as you go up Main Street and you get up there, right, almost to Pure Prairie Farms, up to the processing plant there, you're going to turn right onto Lane. Eventually, they're going to block the Main Street off there so that Pure Prairie can start their work on either building there and also sort of to give people a little bit of, I guess, a jump on when things are going to start before the trucks start pulling in. The plant doesn't plan on opening and processing chickens probably until sometime in October, but the city's, I guess, trying to be a little judicious here in getting the process started and moving the street. So Main Street will actually turn on to Lane there, and that'll be renamed Main Street. So Main Street will now, instead of meeting at that awful angle that it used to meet at, now it'll meet more at a right angle there on Lane Street. And you're going to see a lot of pavement markings for turning only, either right or left, and coming from the north and from the south on both of those streets. So just pay attention to the markings, and it's a really good point, Mark.
All right. Okay, anything else?
Thank you so much
for
all your work with everything. It's been a busy summer, obviously.
It has.
So I'll try to get back to a little bit of normalcy with school starting again.
Yes. And
whatever that might look like.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Charles City Police Chief Hugh Anderson joining us here on this Thursday morning here on KCHA.